This week's schedule is going to be a little different. Players will be in tomorrow for weights and film review. They'll be off on Wednesday, and then we'll pick up Thursday with technically our first day of base, and then we'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, much like we would a normal week, only one day later. And I think Greg will forward the schedule to you guys. Any questions?
So I'll talk a little bit about guys that stepped up on defense, and they addressed it yesterday. I mean, that's been unbelievable.
Well, we had a good rotation going on inside, and I think that helps when you get some healthy bodies going. And so I think it's a hard position to play to begin with, especially if you're on the field a lot. We've had a number of players playing the linebacker position, depending on the package we're in. I thought overall the team defense was very good. You know, after the first drive, we settled in, and the third down statistic we felt was going to be important. It was.
I know that we've been talking a lot lately about the defensive line, but the secondary, I mean, it seems like that group has really been solid.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. You know, if you're struggling on one area, the other area seems to get a little bit more attention. So when that front's playing well, the clock on the quarterback's head's different, and it affects the passes. You saw that occasionally yesterday. It's good to see. We've tried to, and Robin and staff have done a really good job of sticking with some principles that we believe in coverage-wise, and then kind of mixing them throughout the game plan.
I know last week you said an emphasis was going to be red zone work and just executing better. After looking at the tape, how do you think you guys did in red zone?
You know, I think overall pretty well. We had the explosive plays that we're used to. It was the type of game, once it started to unfold, that it was going to be a game of opportunities in regards to man-to-man coverage. And so typically your passing efficiency and maybe completion percentage is different than it would be against a zone team. And yet you have the ability to hit some big plays, which we were able to do.
Brees said y'all were going to go into the game looking to get Meacham into the end zone. Can you talk a little bit
about that? Yeah, in the openers, the initial group of plays, there was one shot play in particular, and I think what you're referencing is, you know, just I had made a comment to Robert that, you know, it's been a while since you found this end zone, and so this would be a good game for you to get reacquainted with it. I think one of the things we try to do throughout the week in game planning is look at plays with names attached to them. There's a progression that takes place, and yet there's certain times where there's a play called, and look, there's a good chance Marcus Colston's the primary target, and if he's open, he's probably going to get the football, and no different than Meacham, no different than any one of those guys, really, on our offense. And the touchdown Robert scores on is going to be a big play either for Jimmy Graham or for Robert Meacham. It wasn't the specific play we were referencing in the openers, but he did a good job with his release. I said earlier when we were able to sign Robert, he's running well, and we feel like we've got a pretty good handle on the things he does well, and it's good to have him back.
With him, I mean, was it something you were obviously able to see quickly to kind of elevate him? I mean, it's just his familiarity here. I mean,
number one, he was playing during training camp, so it wasn't like a player was coming in off the street. We felt like once he got comfortable with the system, his speed was something that we felt was a big plus, and then his size. He's a good blocker and someone who can make a play above his head.
There were reports in San Diego that his speed hadn't quite been there. Obviously didn't see that on film?
Not at all.
What about Kyrie, with how he did yesterday, besides the running? Did you see blocking? What else did he do?
Well, I was in the 4 minute really at the end. So he did a good job handling, the runs he had, and he was excited to get in there. There's a few guys got their first opportunities. Lolito's first game, Kyrie, there's a handful of guys, Foster playing. I mean, these are all not only rookies, but rookie free agents. So it was good to see them.
How much of a learning experience was this for Lolito? I know at first he struggled.
I think those snaps are invaluable. It's hard to simulate game snaps.
Do you remember studying Tannehill at all when he was at A&M coming out?
Not much, no, I don't. I know he's a real good athlete, though. You know, a player who's played receiver initially at college and then moved to quarterback, and then playing quarterback in the NFL is unusual. And we'll get a good look this week on film. You know, they've certainly done a great job there and have gotten off to a good start. Had a big win yesterday late in the game, and it'll be a tough challenge for us.
I know that the only other times you started out 3-0 was 06 NFC Championship and 09 Super Bowl. Do you have to harp on keeping it one game at a time?
No, it's easy. You guys, I mean, it's real easy. I mean, look, your jobs are to reference all those things. And, you know, for us, it's noise. But what's most important really is this is the game we control this week. It's not all those other things. The team we just played was 4-0 last year at the start of the season and ended up firing a general manager, a head coach. And our game is too difficult each week. And, you know, the one thing we do a good job of is eliminating the distractions.
You mentioned Glenn Foster. What did you see out of him specifically? First game coming off.
He did well. Did a good job.
Sean, you guys didn't go with a youth movement on defense by design, but is there something to doing that, having all these guys just be young and come up together now that Will Smith and Connor Dillmer are dealing with injuries?
If they earn those positions, you know, in other words, you said it at the beginning, I don't think by design you go out and say, we're going to keep all these young players and cut the veterans. One thing we try to do is just keep the best players. And we felt like these are guys, the young players that earn spots, we felt like were players that earn spots, and the veteran players that made the roster, we felt earned those spots. So you said it wasn't by design.
Anything on Lance Moore? I know he left early.
Nothing new. Thursday we'll keep you guys posted like always.
Is there anything you're seeing, I guess, out of the first three games, like Breeze has been sacked 10 times, which is kind of unlike y'all?
No, we've seen a little bit more man coverage the last couple weeks. But no, I think we had an ME yesterday on one of the sacks. We turned a guy loose, but, you know, we pay close attention to it. It's something that, you know, that we've done a good job with, and we feel like it's important if we're going to throw the football to be successful, then, you know, we've got to keep him upright.
So are you saying more man this year than maybe you have in the past, or is it just...
We're into week three here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in other words, everyone plays a certain type of coverage philosophically. Last night we got a lot of man-to-man, and so that sometimes makes you hold the ball a half count longer. In other words, it's just a little bit different in the passing game, and sometimes it can lead to a sack or two more. It's more challenging to find your interceptions, you know, on the defensive side, but it aids in possibly getting quarterback hurries and sacks. So, but I think it varies depending on who we're playing.
I don't know if you got a chance to look at Miami last year. Are you familiar with anybody in their staff? Just kind of tell us what kind of team.
Well, we played them in the preseason, and, you know, it's obviously a fairly new group as a whole. Joe's done a real good job. He was very successful with his time in Green Bay. I'm sure that, you know, the start they've gotten off to and the program they've instilled. Look, everyone's in, you know, working to implement a program, and the number one thing that can help you in that is when you have success. It kind of validates, you know, all the hard work, the weightlifting and the running. The challenges are when you're implementing something like that and, you know, you're not having that immediate success, then it becomes, you know, more difficult. So they've had that in some good wins.